In Jerusalem, the Mount of Olives overlooks the old city to the east. And on the Mount of Olives, there is a great Jewish cemetery where every Jew aspires to be buried overlooking Jerusalem. Well, in the middle of Berlin, near the Brandenburg Gate, is the memorial to the murdered Jews of Europe. It's a memorial built like a Jewish cemetery. Great grey concrete slabs the size of graves sit in a whole city square, forming a labyrinth of greyness and crooked lines. And as you walk into it, you quickly get out of your depth. The graves grow up over your head, as indeed the effects of the Holocaust grew up over the heads of all of human civilization. Underneath there's a visitor center, and you can see the history of how the Holocaust came about, how it started from small things, making Jews separate citizens, and then systematically removing their rights, and then herding them into ghettos, and then blaming them for the organization they brought to their ghettos, and dealing with that with violence. And violence grew on more violence until the final solution of exterminating them was arrived at, a genocide that killed 6 million people. And Primo Levi, who survived Auschwitz for 2 years, wrote afterwards that the fact that this happened, the fact that this happened, shows that it could happen again. And it's a chilling reminder to us, a fear that Primo Levi took to his grave when he finally gave in to the horrors of Auschwitz and committed suicide. And it's a reminder to us all that taking one set of people and calling them different and treating them differently and removing their rights is the start of a dark path to nowhere anybody would want to go.